many times, how many, right? How many times do you as a man tell somebody else, I'm okay, I'm good, I'm all right, I'm all right. When in fact, right, when at your core, you're not. You know, today's podcast is about, it's okay to not be okay. Today's podcast is about, it's okay to speak up. It's okay to say, hey, today's a really bad day. I'm hurting. I'm in pain. You know, it took me so long as a male, as a man, as an adult to realize that vulnerability is a strength. Because I'll tell you something, I come from a Hispanic community, immigrant to the US, and growing up, vulnerability, I don't remember too many labels around my community that held it as a strength. You know, there was a sense of, you know, be a man, if you will. You know, buckle up, prepare for a hard life, you know, tuck those tears away. You know, a lot of messages like that. And, you know, those messages, right, they come at a cost. Those beliefs, that way of living, it comes at a cost. Because it's okay to not be okay. I was reading some statistics that had to do with men and mental health. You know, did you know if men are 4 times more likely to not only be depressed, but statistics are high when it looks at men and suicide. And it's not a comparison from men or women. It's just throwing it out there. And I dug a little bit further, and I thought about Lost. And if you know me, you know that I like comedy. I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but it has to do with men and suicide. And it makes me think about Robin Williams. You know, I enjoyed so much of his work. And, you know, I remember when, you know, when he left us, and it brought so much pain and understanding and compassion and love. But I thought to myself, you know, hey, I'm just like so many other people in life that have journeyed through a similar journey. I wonder how many times they felt not okay, but said they were okay. You know, how many times do we feel that we're not okay, and we hide it, we pretend, we avoid? But you know, if you put a lot of things under a rug, you'll trip, right? You'll trip. You know, you put a bad day under a rug, and maybe not, maybe you won't trip, but what about 2 bad days? What about 3 in a month, in a year? You're going to trip over that sucker. When you fall, it'll hurt. And who's going to receive that pain? Well, you are, right? That's the cost of not accepting that it's okay to not be okay. That's the cost of, right, keeping those things in when there's support around. And you could be one of your support persons. That's what self-love is about. And, you know, I speak about Robin Williams from a place of admiration, a place of, you know, love, a place of, man, I remember watching him in that movie I'm losing the character's name. But I think he was a psychiatrist or a mental health provider. Good Will Hunting, that's what it is. And that's, you know, till this day, one of my favorite films. You know, you got this guy that's like this genius, and this his counselor, I think, that's what I'm remembering it as. There was the other film where he was the doctor, right? He was just out there to do good for the world. And my kids love, they love the Disney film, Genie, right? With Aladdin. And all that brings me back, you know, that is this point of this podcast, this conversation, is to talk about that it's okay to not be okay. And to bring it to the forefront. You know, did you know that men, you know, statistically, men are more likely to not talk about how they feel. And you're probably chuckling and going, yeah, I know. And did you know that men are more likely to not go see a mental health provider? And see, that's where it gets a little bit dangerous. That's where the risk goes up, but the wrong kind of risk, right? We know different types of risks. Maybe you take a risk in business and you're trying to level up in life and you struck gold, so things are great. But then there's the wrong kind of risk, right? Like in Matthew McConaughey's book, I think it's, was it Green Flags or Green Lights? Right? A red light will be taking the wrong kind of risk and keeping these things to yourself. But a green light is those moments where you're hanging out with another guy and you say, hey, how are you? And he looks at you and he goes, man, I'm not okay. And then you look at him and you say, tell me more. Next thing you know, maybe you pop a cold one and you talk about how you feel and you walk away feeling empowered. You feel good. You feel connected. Green light. That's a good book. Check it out if you haven't. Now going back, you know, when you look at statistics and men, right, men are less likely to go see a mental health professional. What does that mean? Well, that means now because they're less likely, they're also less likely to be diagnosed with depression. But here's the thing. If you're less likely, right, if we as men are less likely to go see a mental health provider, if we as men are less likely to be diagnosed, right, if we're just less likely to talk about it, then, hey, here's an assumption that I have. I bet the numbers are even higher than what they reported, because I bet there's so many of us that don't talk about how we feel. There's so many of us that are not reporting it. And I think it's a very similar statistic to a lot of other areas. You know, I think domestic violence probably has really high statistics, and there's probably just a lot of individuals that are in fear, are in the survival life, and they're not ready. They're not able to share that information. So then this, you know, reporting is low. Maybe the same for bullying. You know, here today we're talking about it's okay to not be okay. We're focused on men. And if you're a guy listening, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about your support system, those around you. What do we do? You know, as Matthew McConaughey says, look for those green lights. You know, if you spend time with me, know that I'm a green light. Know that I'm here. You may even see me during maybe a workout or something out in the community. Come up and say, hey, I'm not okay. I'll spend some time with you. I'll listen. You know, it may not be this transformational change moment, but I'll do my best to be there and to lead you in the right direction. Because here's the thing. I miss so many people that are not here today. And I think about all the good they leave behind. And you're listening right now, and I'm sharing with you it's okay to not be okay. And I know without a doubt, there's so many people in your life that love your presence. And you finding empowerment, finding strength, and it's okay to not be okay. You know, you being in this life is a wonderful ripple effect. Ripple, if I can pronounce it, a wonderful ripple effect for all those around. Walk away from this episode with it's okay to not be okay.